USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airline pilot who became incapacitated during a flight from Chicago to Columbus, Ohio on November 19th has died. The pilot, whose name has not been released, was flying under the banner American Eagle, with service from Chicago O'Hare to John Glenn International Airport. Approximately 30 minutes into the flight, the pilot flying as first officer notified air traffic control, "Need to return, the captain is incapacitated." The flight was cleared to go back to O'Hare, and a stark reminder why two pilots will always be on commercial flights. Thanksgiving in politics has led many families to boiling points. Declaring a no-politics zone may be one way to avoid emotional dialogue. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has some other ideas.
Tensions are high when it comes to politics, and many Americans don't want that kind of talk at the Thanksgiving table. According to a Quinnipiac poll, nearly two-thirds of respondents say they're hoping to avoid politics this coming holiday. The same poll showed that 6 in 10 Americans believe former President Donald Trump announcing a third run for the presidency is a bad idea, while more than 60% of Republicans said they're still behind him. Even though we haven't gotten through this Thanksgiving yet, people may still feel the same next Thanksgiving, since half of Americans believe political divisions will only worsen over the next year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This week, the Oregon coast is experiencing a series of king tides, which are the highest tides of the year. Now, the term is not scientific and refers to when the moon, sun, and earth align at their closest points and the gravitational pull on the earth is the greatest. Thanks for listening, and a happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
As the Biden administration attempts to paint a pretty picture on America's financial woes, another report reveals just the opposite. Initial jobless benefit claims rose by 17,000 to just about 250,000 in the week ending November 19th. That report comes from the U.S. Labor Department. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal had estimated new claims would rise only 3,000. That's a far cry from 17,000. It's the highest level of claims since mid-August. Some high schoolers were shot about a block away from school in the city of brotherly love yesterday. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Four Overbrook High School students were shot Wednesday morning shortly after being dismissed for the Thanksgiving break. Two 15-year-old girls were injured and two 16-year-old boys were also injured. Police said all students were taken to local hospitals and are in stable condition. There's been no word on what led to that shooting. Tony Wallington, the Philadelphia School District Superintendent, spoke about the plans to keep students safe.
This is a law enforcement matter. We appreciate law enforcement's swift response. On the school district side, we will continue to invest in our Safe Pass program. Chief Kevin Bethel and his team are working on that around the clock, making enhancements and improvements, and we're going to redouble our efforts and continue to work with the city and the state to address this unacceptable problem in Philadelphia.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Well, we hope your Thanksgiving is filled with love and joy. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.